the Church continues its liturgical season of Christmas. It meditates on the growing years of Jesus and what that might mean for us. We all know the story of the birth of Jesus, how he was born in Bethlehem. King Herod, under the authority of the Romans, called for a census. People were required to return to their native place to register. Mary and Joseph returned to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Mary was 9 months pregnant. Perhaps we can imagine the difficult journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, approximately 70 miles, with Mary bouncing along the dusty roads in a wooden cart pulled by a donkey. Then, because all the inns were filled, they could only find shelter in an animal stable. It was there in the midst of the warmth of animal heat that Mary delivered her child and placed it in a feeding box. Realizing that they could not remain there safely, Joseph had to find other shelter for the young mother and her infant. Perhaps we can imagine Joseph asking some shepherds to allow them to stay in a shepherd's cave near Bethlehem. While living at the shepherd's cave, they took their infant son to the nearby Jerusalem temple to consecrate him to the Lord and to offer sacrifice. There they encountered old Simeon, who took the child in his arms and declared, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. My eyes have seen your salvation, a light to the Gentiles and the glory for your people Israel." Mary and Joseph were amazed at his words. In the temple, they also encountered Anna, an 84-year-old prophetess, a woman of deep prayer. She gave thanks to God about the child and spoke about the child to others, looking forward to the redemption of Israel. Perhaps we can imagine the Holy Family living with the shepherds until Mary regained her strength and the child grew sufficiently. Then they could safely begin their long journey back to Nazareth. Families are complex today. Perhaps the children are raised by a single parent. Other families are blended through a second marriage of one or both spouses. Perhaps two same-sex parents are raising a family. The ideal family of mother and father raising their children seems more the ideal than the norm. The family is where the parents become the first teachers of their children. Parents, not school teachers, have the primary responsibility of forming their children. It can be a joyful, challenging, and life-giving experience for parents. Their children are not a burden, but a gift, and an opportunity to help shape the lives of the next generation. As the Church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Family, we think about all families, and families throughout the world. We realize the importance of mothers and fathers loving and caring for their children, protecting them even in difficult times. We may recall migrant families today, fleeing war and violence with their infant children, crossing through wastelands and through treacherous seas, so they can find a safe place to raise their family. Perhaps we think of families whose father or mother, brother or sister, are now in prison. St. Paul's words are offered both to parents and to their children. Put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you also were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. As in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Today we pray for families. We pray that mothers and fathers, even in challenging and difficult times, will accept the blessing of children and grow with them day by day into a more holy people of God.